and sunny in Nashville at 9:04. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling has cleared the path for Tennessee Republicans to redistrict more seats in their favor ahead of the November midterms. U.S. Senator and gubernatorial candidate Marsha Blackburn has called for lawmakers to draw new maps to eliminate the state's remaining Democratic seat in Congress. Tennessee Republicans got rid of Nashville's reliably Democratic seat during redistricting in 2022, but left Memphis alone. Predominantly black and Democratic city had been protected by federal law that prohibited racial gerrymandering. Now Blackburn is proposing new maps that would lump Memphis in with rural areas in the middle of the state. The drive from one end of the district to the other would be more than 200 miles. Democrats criticize the plan for diluting the power of black voters. The governor has not yet responded to a WPLN request for comment on whether he'll call a special session to consider new maps. One of Nashville's biggest rock stars turned her Ryman residency into a showcase of Nashville's new rock scene this week. The crowd erupted as Haley Williams announced special guest Noah Kahan to the stage.
Please welcome our new friend Noah Kahan.
Haley Williams is lead singer of rock band Paramore and a Franklin native and a national music pacemaker. Kahan is at the peak of indie rock. His new album is poised to be number one on the Billboard 200 this week. And in a documentary about his life on Netflix, he said he recently bought a house in Nashville. This is Williams' first solo tour, and the guests she's brought out paint a picture of her version of authentic Nashville. She also brought out a member of Nashville punk band Snooper, who sang a song with Jason Isbell and did a cover of her grand